Period.
I didn't know.
Hello? Yeah, so my son didn't have his third period.
No, I didn't.
I'm about to start casting. Go ahead.
I didn't go to my third period. Or fourth.
Yeah, he didn't have his third or fourth period. Okay, hi. Welcome back. This is Robert Cabrera. And I'm sitting here with Michael Cabrera, and this is the review of The Thing when we went to go see The Thing in theaters, and this is the review on the experience of watching it in theaters versus only watching it on the TV. So, Michael, what was your thought on seeing it in the theater?
Well, I feel like it had a different feeling when I saw it in theaters compared to when I saw it at home, simply because it feels like the special effects and the graphics is just like so much more, I don't know how to say it, more like
vibrant.
Yeah, in a way, it felt more real, you know?
Yeah, like my opinion of seeing it in the theater for the first time ever. Yeah. Was, to me, I thought was fucking way better than having seen it on the small screen on the TV. Like, I noticed that there was a lot more, like, the scary parts seemed to jump off the screen a whole lot more. And it was just awesome experience. I really did enjoy it. And, to me, it felt more intense. It was so much more intense with the music and then the scary scream and everything. And it just visually and audibly, it was all together was just really amazing. I wish I could have seen it back then, but I was a little kid, so it didn't really matter. Anyways, the special effects really do stand up to this day. And watching in the theater, you're so much more immersed in the characters and the story. Because like all these years that went by, I was always, I'd always watch it. And the characters, I didn't really connect with the characters too much. I guess it's because I was, sitting there waiting for the scary stuff to happen. But after seeing it on the big screen and stuff and seeing it just in that perspective just really made me, drawed me more into the other characters. And I was like, wow, this is like watching it for the first time again. And
speaking of that, I would like, well, I saw the movie like only two times before and I immediately fell in love with it. And by seeing it on the big screen and seeing that big, like the big screen, you could see all the different things that you never noticed before.
Right.
Like on the small screen, I didn't really notice like as much as detail was in when the dogs start transforming into the alien. It's weird saying alien, so I just call it the thing.
The thing. It's the thing.
Yeah. Oh, which we recently saw the prequel.
Yeah, so we were we saw the prequel, The Thing. It was, I forget what year it came out. Then it was like 2012 or
2011.
Sorry, yeah. My bad. So
far off.
Yeah, right. And I thought it was going to be like a remake or a sequel to The Thing. And I thought they were going to try to franchise it and, try to get back out there. And me, I love all the old movies from the 80s and in the 90s and stuff like that. So when I see a sequel or a reboot, I'm kind of leery, but at the same time, I give everything credit, okay, let's see what they got. And there are some movies out there that are just they're just not good as reboots or remakes and stuff like that. You could tell they're just going in it for the cash grab. But the when I sat down and actually watched the 2011 movie The Thing, also titled The Thing, and I was watching it and I realized that, oh shoot, this is the prequel. If you remember from the original The Thing, when the movie starts off, actually we have, we're watching a clip of it right now. Of
yeah. We're actually, we have the movie on the in the DVD yeah. player right now. We're just gonna rewatch the yeah, footage and talk about it.
So yeah, the beginning part right here, where they're where the guy is shooting the dog, or shooting at the dog. Sorry, not shooting the dog, but shooting at the dog in the helicopter. And I swear to God, my fingers
are. You gotta put it on the TV.
The beginning part of The Thing, when it's the Norwegian guy on the helicopter with those weird glasses right here, he's shooting at the dog, which is The Thing. If anybody, everybody should know by now, it's The Thing. Anyways,
came out in the 80s.
Yeah. So anyways, it's the 2011 version of The Thing is the story of those guys. Those guys, like how, what happened and how they got the thing out of the ice and the discovery of of the UFO and what happened to there. Cause if you've seen it and you remember that Kurt Russell and the other guy, the other doc, they go to that camp and they see everything's all burnt up and, you know, there's just, it's horrible. And, you know, there's like two-faced creature all burnt up, which they bring back, which is the stupidest thing they could have done. Well, you know, I mean, science, along, you know, with a dog, they should have locked the dog up. But anyways, the point is that it's that story of the Norwegians and what happened there. And it's really, really interesting. You know, granted, they do a mixture of practical effects and CGI effects, and the CGI effects, they're, you know, I mean, they're not bad. You know, they're totally forgivable because the story, it gets really good and stuff. And then the cool thing about the movie is that it ends when the guy is shooting at the dog,
which is the original, the 80s.
Is where, yeah, the original 80s begins. Yeah, yeah. So if you were to watch, and I did this one time where I watched the prequel and then the original back to back. And honestly, with the exception of stopping the DVD player and putting in the next disc, it was like, right, you know, like you could take both movies and edit them right together and it just one long ass movie. So it's a good movie too. Yeah, the kids saw it for the first time after we saw the original The Thing and they really dug it, and it just kind of ties everything together. And what I liked about it is that they didn't try to make a sequel. They didn't try to, they just say, hey, we're going to tell this part of the story, which is pre Kurt Russell. So yeah, it works. Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah. Hi, I'm one of the kids. Yeah. I really liked it. I like them both. Actually, I didn't actually know that there was a 2011 version until the night we went to the theater to go watch the original.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, wow, it's really interesting seeing how they developed all the stuff that they had in the original. Oh man.
No, go on. Elaborate. Anyway, so what, I was gonna bring up a topic. I don't remember what it was. Oh shit.
Threw you off,
huh? Yeah, I really did. I got caught up in talking about The Thing that I told the thing. I was like, I have another subject.
Oh, they must, do you think they must have like used like pig organs or like,
oh, I don't have any idea.
It looked too real to be like special, big time special effects, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when there's a scene where the doctor, he puts I don't even know, he's a doctor, but a scientist or whatever. He puts his hands inside the thing and he pulls out like the human organs, and that's when he said, that's when they discovered that they're human. It's like, that looks so real, you know?
Yeah, that was the maybe thing. Maybe
an ape. Like an ape.
Like what?
Like an ape organ or something.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they. I mean, like they used to use actual things. I think it was George Romero's Dawn of the Dead that they. Was it the Day of the Dead? I don't remember which one it was. It was the one with the soldier. That gets ripped in half by the zombies. I think that was the third one. But they actually said that they had used actual pig intestines as his intestines. And the thing is that they were, you know, they were supposed to be bloody and gross, that they didn't bother refrigerating them. So were rotting. Yeah. So the actor was getting all grossed out. He was like gagging and stuff like that. And, but it works for the scene because he's supposed to be like in agony. He's supposed to be bothered, you know. He's getting torn in half, of course, you know. So it worked. And but yeah, I have this documentary. It's called Fantastic Flesh, which is a great documentary about the old school special effects, practical effects artists, and they go into some real good detail about all these old movies like The Thing. Night of the Living Dead, American Werewolf in London.
Oh, that's a
good movie. It's an excellent movie. Actually, I kind of want to do probably like a visual review on that.
That was funny. I've seen the transformation of the wolf, but I've never seen the complete movie of.
You never seen the complete movie?
No.
The movie in its entirety is pretty good. It's a especially when it comes to him, he gets kind of like it's kind of psychological because he's turning, like his mind is turning, so is turning into the wolf. So you know he's having these horrible dreams and he's seeing his dead friend and everything like that, and so it's all psychological for him. So when you see all the psychology that he's going through, and then you get to that transformation part, it's so much more intense. So yeah, you really got to see the movie in its entirety, and why he keeps seeing his dead friend. It's that they were a lot closer than on the surface of just him seeing him. It's no, they were really good friends. They were best friends. So you kind of build up the in the beginning of the movie, it kind of builds up their relationship. So that way you kind of get a better idea of why he's seeing him. It's not just that he's seeing him. He just has this enormous guilt for his best friend that died and he survived.
Yeah.
And then when they get attacked is pretty good too. It's not graphic. It's just the intensity of being in that situation. It just kind of really gets you.
Like I've seen that movie all the way up till when he's in the phone booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all the way to that, but I don't really know what part that is. I think he's just like trying to call someone, saying that he's a werewolf.
Yeah, he's calling home. Like basically he's saying goodbye to his mom and his sister and everything like that, because he knows what's coming, and he knows that he's not going to make it back home. So, you know, his end is imminent. But yeah, anyways, back to the thing. Like one of the craziest scenes that I love, and it still kind of makes you chuckle, and even in the theater, like it was that much more humorous, is that when they are doing is one of the guys he I forget, I think his heart fails or whatever, so they start doing the chest compression on him. And then his chest opens up and becomes this giant jaw. And then, you know, like they just start to burn him and all this stuff like that. And then and then as all that's happening, his head starts dropping away, and then it sprouts legs and starts crawling away. And one of the other guys is like, "What the?" Or like, "Give me a fucking break." And I just thought that was like the funniest thing, you know, like. It was not the funniest thing, but it's just like, this is pretty fucking gruesome, but yeah, you find a joke in it. It's just really good. But yeah, like
windows.
Yeah, there's windows right now. we have the movie on as we're talking about this, and there's that guy Windows. And actually, if you look at his face, look at around his eyes, doesn't he look like Michael Pena?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, like I was thinking about that while we were sitting in the theater. If they were to do a modern version of this movie, they should have Michael Pena play Windows, and then there was somebody else. I don't remember who it was. So, anyways, that's our review on The Thing in theaters.
The Thing was a great movie. I suggest go watching it if you haven't watched it. I would say watch the original before you watch the sequel. Right, sequel? Simply because...
No, it's not a sequel. It's a prequel.
Prequel. Yeah. Well, I never understood the difference. I get it now.
Sequel.
You know, it's one of those things that's like, I don't understand. I just don't care, you know?
Yeah, my son doesn't really... he doesn't really care about much unless it... You know, it's on the surface, and then the surface, that's all he cares about.
That's why I didn't go to third and fourth period.
Right. Okay, so that was our review on The Thing in theaters, and it's an excellent movie.
Die Thing.
So, yeah, this is Robert Cabrera.
And Michael Cabrera.
Signing off. Okay.
So alcohol.
No, well, you know, we'll come up with a subject.
Whiskey.
Rye whiskey. Okay, where are you going today?
Oh, I'm going to L.A. I'm going to L.A. to go to the Harley Quinn Birds of Prey pop-up.
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 What's a pop-up?
Pop-up.
Pop-up. Pop-up. You know what that's from? That's from Jaws, the movie Jaws, which is another great, excellent movie. you probably don't remember, but there's a part when
they're... I've never seen Jaws.
Oh, you never seen Jaws.
Not
oh,
completely.
Man.
Completely.
Yeah. Oh, you never see shit completely because you always fall asleep. So, no, yeah, there was a part in Jaws where everybody's on the beach and everything like that, and there's this guy with his dog, and... You know, the dog disappears because the fucking shark eats him. The Jaws eats him. And then he's all, Pabat, Pabat. Come here, bud. Pabat, Pabat. I don't know if his name is Pepet or Puppet or I don't know what, but it's Pabat, Pabat. So anyways.
My name is Dirk Diggler.
Another great, excellent movie right there.